I texted back before I thought, and by morning I was apologizing for words I'd barely meant. That little reply cost me a conversation I wanted to keep. Welcome to Why I Love, a place where small choices change how we love ourselves and the people around us.
Here's the question I want you to sit with for a moment. Can a tiny pause, just a few minutes before answering, shift how you treat yourself and others? It sounds almost ridiculous, but I want to show you how it works.
A few months ago, it was after midnight. I was exhausted. My phone buzzed. Are you upset with me? And I answered with a snap, no, fine. By morning, the tone had hardened and the person I cared about pulled back. I kept thinking. I answered so fast, I gave away my calm.
That moment taught me something obvious that we forget. Our replies aren't neutral. They carry our heartbeat. When we answer in a rush, we hand over our best intentions to habit. And habit, left unchecked, tends to be defensive, anxious, or performative.
Okay, how do you make that a real habit without turning into someone unreachable? Simple. Three things. A short message buffer, daily response windows, and a few kind scripts you can actually use. I'll walk through each one, and I'll make them usable for work and caregiving situations too.
First, the three-step message buffer. Step one, pause. When a message lands and you feel stirred, stop. Breathe. Yes, really. Inhale, exhale. Step two, wait. Give yourself a buffer. Try 15 minutes for everyday messages. A few hours if it's something heavy. Step three, respond with intention. The reply you wished you'd had time to write. It cools tone. It reduces regret. And it makes your words gifts instead of reflexes.
Second, response windows. Try two 30-minute windows this week, 10:30 to 10:30 a.m. and 4 to 4:30 p.m. Use them for non-urgent messages. Outside those times, let things wait. If something is truly urgent, have an agreed signal, urgent in the subject line, or a quick call. That way you stay reachable when it matters and protected when it doesn't.
Third, compassionate templates. If you fear people will think you're ignoring them, say something like, I want to give this my full attention. I'll reply during my afternoon window. Or with close friends, I'm stepping back from instant replies so I can be calmer for you. If it's urgent, text urgent and I'll call. Short, honest, and it sets an expectation without walling people off.
A few of you might be thinking, this feels like a luxury. What about work or caregiving? Totally valid. Use status messages, let teams know your windows, and set an escalation path, a colleague or a number to call for real emergencies. Or adjust the buffer. Maybe your buffer is 5 minutes instead of 15. The point is choice, not rules.
And if someone gets hurt, name it. I see that my slow reply upset you. I'm sorry. Explain the intention. You want to reply with care, not avoid them. That keeps accountability in place, so the pledge never becomes an excuse to hide.
Now let's take a short reflection. Put your phone face down. Feel its weight in your hand, or set it aside. Listen to the space that opens up. When was the last time you replied quickly and later wished you hadn't? What did that cost you? Calm? Closeness? Sleep? Who would be helped if you answered with a little more deliberation? Let those questions sit with you.
If this feels like more than a phone habit, good. It's about the kind of inner life you want. Pausing tells your heart you matter. When you protect that interior, you give clearer, kinder attention to others. It's not selfish. It's the soil from which generous presence grows.
Try the slow reply pledge for 7 days. Pick a buffer length. Choose two short reply windows, maybe 10 to 10:30 a.m. and 4 to 4:30 p.m., and use a simple template when you need to explain it. Notice what shifts, your stress, your tone, the kinds of conversations you have. Small practices compound into new rhythms.
When we slow down enough to choose our words,
we send better gifts, words rooted in care instead of impulse. That kind of attention is how we love, first ourselves, then each other. It ripples farther than we expect.
Thank you for joining me today on Why I Love. If this episode helped you, try the Slow Reply Pledge this week. Share it with someone who might need a slower rhythm, and subscribe so we can keep exploring small practices that shape a kinder life. Love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Until next time, keep choosing love.